Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. I'm picturing all the callers from last hour when I hear this song. The boys are back in town.
We're back, baby.
Yeah. Marple Mack's back. Jerry Jones is back.
Unfortunately for you.
I know.
I guess.
Skip and Claymont's back in your house.
Yeah. I can't remember anyone taking a beating more than Hugh Douglas has over the last half hour. I'm sorry, man.
I got broad shoulders.
I almost, just to take the heat off of Hugh, just want to just throw out trade Jalen Hurts. I just want to help him out.
I'm fine.
It would help you. People would forget about everything else if I said that sincerely.
Outside of Skip, yeah. You know, most of the people are ridiculous. It's cool. We do this every day.
He's gonna need a nap or drink or both.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. Definitely going to get a gummy this evening.
All right, while we're piling on here, we piled on Chris Jones, who just had such loser energy that I'm considering revoking his chances to make the Hall of Fame. I mean, the thing about with Jalen Hurts, the passing yards, and then him talking about the tush push after the game. But how about this? I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You guys see this tweet from the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday, Hugh? The Chiefs, I mean, this is a proud franchise now, right? This is a franchise that has basically goes to the AFC title game every single year. They've been to 5 Super Bowls. They've won 3 with Patrick Mahomes. They are in the midst of a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see their tweet they put up yesterday?
Talking about how they held the Eagles to some stingy point. They
yes.
were stingy. Yeah.
This was what it read. Quote, our defense held the Eagles to their lowest offensive output since week 6 of the 2021 season. What is that?
That's saying
they lost.
That basically, you got to read between the lines on that one. Saying that if they weren't doing that tush push, we probably would have won that game.
Well, all right, they could feel that, but do you not agree it's loser energy?
Like, it is.
That's something the Panthers put up.
Well, you put it up when you're trying to remind people, hey, we are Chiefs Kingdom, something like that.
Yeah, I think they're having trouble accepting that they're 0-2. I mean, that is something you see bad franchises put up.
Well, yeah, they ain't been there in a while.
I know.
So, yeah, it's something new.
That's sad. Now,
did Chris Jones tweet it?
They let Chris Jones have access to the Twitter account.
No, but now the reality is that You're trying to figure out who do they have this week? Is it Denver?
No, it's the Giants.
The Giants. Oh yeah,
they're 1-2.
Yeah,
they're 1-2.
They might.
Yeah.
I ain't about to say that.
How many upsets you picking this week?
I think I got two. I got two upsets.
Who? Miami.
I got the Chiefs to miss the playoffs last.
He did. No, he did.
Or yesterday.
Now, if the Chiefs somehow go to 0-3, that really does help your Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs.
Let me see what my parlay looks like.
Yeah. What do you got?
I think I picked
3 or 4 teamer in there.
I think I did a 4-teamer.
Mm. All dogs? Or you got some favorites in there?
I think I got some favorites. Let me see what I got.
Okay. Well, you check that out. We'll take Ricky's phone call. Ricky, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Ricky? Sounds great.
Yeah, my bad. My bad.
You're good, Rick. What's up?
So you know what this player kind of reminds me of?
What's that?
I don't know if you guys are any gamers or anything like that, but Madden, like you play those, you got that one friend or a couple online user games where it's like they do the play, same play every time because it's a one play touchdown. That's what it kind of reminds me of. Because opposing teams know that it's coming and they still can't do nothing. So you got two options. You can either try to stop it, do research, or create your own play. You know, 31 other teams out there have the same option to do the same thing. And they showed evidence on Monday night when Texans were second and goal on 1 yard line, couldn't do anything. You know, three straight plays. Nothing.
Yeah, that's why I can't empathize with all the nonsense. Like, they had a chance to ban it. They didn't get enough votes. It's legal for this season. Anyone else could do it. Everyone's just got to shut up about it. And I'm proud the Eagles have this play that they could use because it makes them so good in short yardage.
And in all reality, if you're gonna ban that play, you might as well just ban the quarterback sneak. It's the same thing. They just, you know, revitalize it. That's it. Different form. You know what I'm saying? It's ideally the same thing, just a different version of it. But basically, the reason why everyone hates it is because it's not flashy. You kind of think of basketball. You know, the reason why ratings went down so low, everyone just come down the court, shoot threes. There's no post game. There's nothing like that. And all the Eagles did was, you know, turn the hands of clock back. Build a powerhouse defense, rely on the run game. Do something about it, stop it, or, you know, try not to get him in the position to run that play then, you know?
Well, and the last thing you said there, Ricky, we appreciate the phone call. That's it. That's where all of the complaining falls on deaf ears for me. They allow the Eagles to get to 3rd and 1, right? Yeah. If you stop them and make it 3rd and 10, they cannot rush to run a tush-push. They have to throw the football. Like, there's a way to exploit the Eagles' weakness right now. Get them in 3rd and 10.
Yeah, keep them out of manageable downs.
Yeah, right. Like, they have a great offensive line. They have a quarterback that could do this better than anybody. They're going to convert it. And it's legal, so they're going to keep doing it. Everyone's got to just let it go. And for us, like, I think we should be proud of it. I know Jordan Mailata is annoyed, and I understand why he's annoyed at people not crediting the defense and all that. You can be proud that the Eagles have this play. Music City Mike is up on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Not much, Joe. How are you doing today?
Good, Mike. What's up?
Hey, I appreciate you guys getting me on. I just wanted to – I just can't understand how Hugh is holding quarter for the enemy. I'm a little frustrated by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it from you. You can't never let if you invite the vampire in your house, he's there now, right? You know
or Skip.
That. You don't do that.
Don't invite Skip into your house.
Who might be a vampire, yeah.
My thing is this. I'm super proud of the brotherly shove. I love that we've originated a play that no one can stop and everyone's whining and crying about it. It's very fun for me. And anyone who would think that, oh, just because you can't do it, that it should be eliminated, is just a big ball bag and they should probably, you know, stick a pacifier in their mouth and shut up. Honestly, that's the way I think about it.
That's a good
point, and man. To eliminate, I just came up with this idea because the morning show had the Jaws on there and they said, what's the 5 things that make it successful? And one of the things was Jalen Hurts. If they do, if the NFL cancels this play because we're better at it and no one can stop us, wham, 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 next year when it's not there, we'll just take Jalen out from underneath center, put Jordan Mailata in there, and let him run the damn ball and see who can stop him then.
Now we're talking. Hugh, what do you think of that? Mailata running the tush push.
Sounds great.
Yeah. You sound facetious.
Oh, he lost Hugh the second he started coming after.
Come on.
No, I'm saying it sounds great. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
Mike, a phone call.
This is, cranked you up.
Remember
right
when Mailata first got here, Kyle, and we used to get the calls? Just run him in the backfield. He was a rugby player. Give him the ball.
There we go. Back to those.
Yeah. My retort always was, but he's also the left tackle. So if you're taking him off left tackle to run the ball, you know, we're kind of compromising the offensive line here. Yeah, let's grab Mike in Medford. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mike.
Music City Mike just had me rolling because he just called everyone a ball bag.
He did. Yep, you heard it. Happened.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, hey, Hugh, I got a package I want to send you, but before I send it to you, can I just take a picture of it and send you my package? That's a joke. Bad joke.
No, it was. I got you.
I think it was a skip and claim joke. Mixed with Marple Mac. Yeah, it happens.
Hey, speaking of the tush push. So my problem with the tush push is if it's legal, run it. Run it, run it, run it, run it, run it until it's not legal. But the problem is, why do we need to run it 7 times? And we were getting 2 yards in first down, 4 yards in second. It's just a symptom of a mediocre offense. The Eagles have won, what, they ran it seven times in the last game.
Yep.
And, I mean, if you look at their stats through the whole year, they're 14 out of 28 on third and fourth down. That means they're 7 out of 21 on anything more than a couple of yards. It's just a stagnant offense. It's just not fun. I roll my eyes every time I see this tush push because it just means, oh, great, you know, run up the center, screen pass, tush push. And it's just – and they've got 100 less yards than everyone else in the other two teams they played. So that's my problem with it. Like, I'm not against the actual play. I'm just against the Eagles being mediocre and then using it to as like a get out of jail free card.
Mike, you're not saying anything wrong. You're right. I mean, the reason they have to use it, they've had to use it so much, or did the other day, and Mike appreciate it, because they're not getting any explosive plays. There's no easy first downs. It's all hard. So from that perspective, yeah, I wish we didn't have to use it as much. I'm glad we have it in our back pocket, but he's right. I mean, I think if you ask anyone with the Eagles, they would say, would you rather have third and one and have to do the tush push or have a 15-yard gain? They'd pick the 15-yard gain.
Yeah, and it's he kind of summed it up where I was thinking as far as people that watch go. It's not exciting, and that's why they're upset about it, because they wanted more drama. The NFL used to be that, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's what it used to be. And as we evolved through this, the rules started to change to open up the offense a little bit more, to score more points. And what you saw this weekend, I get it. And that's what made me think about it, is because when you look at every other team, even the bad quarterbacks are playing well. Even the ones that we thought were garbage are out there throwing for like 200 yards and things of that nature. And it doesn't fit the narrative of the Eagles right now. And what I mean by that is the last successful game, well, the last time we saw the ball in the air with you know, the volume that it was thrown was in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, and when you tune into the first game of the season, which was the Philadelphia Eagles, it was like, eh. And then you get to Sunday, and it's bombs away.
They've been two of the biggest primetime games, and it's been and both it's been, like, eh.
And that's why the narrative has been the way that it's been, because – If you came from another planet, right, and you watched the first game last week, you would have thought that's how football was played.
You know, I'm glad you said if you came from another planet, because coming up next, our quarterback power rankings through 2 weeks.
Hey!
If you came from another planet and you just watched the first 2 weeks of football, how would you rank the 10 best quarterbacks in pro football right now? Is Jalen Hurts on our list? That's what's coming up next. I know what my list looks like. I don't know what Hughes does. We'll hear that next. It's the Midday Show. I want your calls on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, everybody knows that my favorite drink is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, especially the new Jack Daniel's Blackberry. Well, join me this Saturday for the Jack Daniel's tasting and bottle signing at the Fine Wine and Good Spirits in Lansdale in the Ralph's Corner Shopping Center. From 2 to 4, sample the new Jack Daniel's Blackberry flavor, my go-to cocktail if I drink cocktails, and from 4 to 6, I'll be signing Jack Daniel's bottles for those who want to purchase it, taking pics, and talking birds. Go to 94WIP.com for more info. Celebrate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
What do you mean? It's just a song.
No, I feel like I'm being attacked. Because y'all think I'm a spin.
Well, we saw what happened last week.
Well, no, last week was last week's stats.
Gotcha. And you picked out the one stat where the quarterback here stood out the most to make your point.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. We'll see if you use that stat again. All right, let's do it. We're going to do it every week here. Our QB power rankings. Top 10 QBs in the NFL right now. It's based on the moment, first 2 weeks of the NFL season. Hugh, did you go first last week? You want to go first or second? What do you want to do?
It's up to you guys.
You know what? I'll go first. Yours is the main event because this is what people want to hear. I want to hear how you roll out the top 10 quarterbacks in pro football. All right, I have some movement here. Look, 2 weeks is double 1 week. I got to react to what I'm seeing here. So we have some movement. Jalen Hurts last week, I thought he played well in week one. I did not think he played well in week two. And I got to drop him. Now the question is he still in my top 10? Let's roll through it. Number one, I put him there last week. I leave him there. Josh Allen, number one quarterback in pro football right now. Number two, Lamar Jackson. You know, I saw a stat on Sunday that blew me away. Hugh, you know Lamar now has the highest career passer rating in the history of pro football?
Is that right?
Along with, obviously, what he does with his legs. He has that, too. He's number two. Patrick Mahomes, number three. I still think he's playing well, though he did miss a few guys down the field last week. Obviously, no receivers right now. Mahomes drops to three. I gotta move him up. Justin Herbert looks like he's playing the best ball of his career right now. The talent's always been there, and now it looks like he's taking a leap. Justin Herbert, number four through 2 weeks. Number five is Jordan Love, quarterbacking a very impressive Packers team. No picks, some deep shots down the field. Love at number five. Number six is Baker Mayfield, who's become Mr. Clutch. I saw a stat this morning. You look at his production last 2 years compared to like the other four elite quarterbacks. Baker's got a lot of touchdown passes and a lot of yards. Baker at number six. Number seven, the guy that's coming in here Sunday with the Rams, Matthew Stafford. Number eight, big bounce back after his first week of a disaster. Jared Goff threw for like 400 yards and five touchdowns on Sunday. He goes to number eight. Number nine, I mean, how do you leave Daniel Jones off the list with the way he's played the first 2 weeks of the season? He's got to be on. Daniel Jones at number nine. And at number 10, I got to be fair. I can't have injured players on my list. We got to have healthy players. Mm-hmm. So Joe Burrow is off the list because he's just out.
Mm-hmm.
So this really came down to Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels for me. And it sounds
a little banged up too, though.
It sounds like Jaden Daniels is going to miss this game on Sunday. So you can call it by merit. You can call it by default. Jalen Hurts at number 10. Still a top 10 quarterback through 2 weeks at number 10. Allen, Lamar, Mahomes, Herbert, Love, Baker, Stafford, Goff, Danny Jones, and Jalen Hurts. Hugh?
You ready?
Oh, we've been ready all day.
Well, you know, this list, it's funny, Joe, because our list is somewhat similar.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we have a lot of the same guy, not in the same position, but we have a lot of the same guys on the same list.
Okay.
So my first was Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff played a phenomenal game this weekend.
He's number one?
Yes, he's number one on my list.
Wow, new number
I'm
one.
I'm surprised.
Well, you thought I was going to – like, listen, I am the only one on this station that's fair and balanced.
No, well, that's
like my calling card, even if it makes people upset.
Get the hell out of here.
I am the only one on here.
Keep going.
Okay, number two, Lamar Jackson. And I put on my list for the number four quarterback. Number three. I put Drake May. Pretty high.
Yeah. I did think about him within the context of 10 or 11. He's played well so far.
Okay, so number four, I have Daniel Jones. I think he had a pretty good week last week. Number five, I went with Justin Herbert. I think that what I saw from him on, what was that, Monday night in the late game, he looked pretty good, man. He looked really good. Yeah, I was thinking, I'm like, man, L.A., the Chargers might be a problem. So number six, I got Josh Allen. You know, I got Josh Allen number six. I think he had a pretty good game. Didn't put up the numbers that you would like him to put up.
They were up by 20. Because your Jets got tracked.
Then they put the other guy in. Number seven, Jordan Love. I think he had a pretty good weekend. Baker Mayfield is number eight. And see, this is where, for me, it got a little, you know, because I was looking at the last two quarterbacks. And I got Jalen Hurts at number nine. I put him at number nine because, you know, you still won the game. And at number 10, I had Patrick Mahomes. I had Patrick Mahomes rounding in that 10 spot because of the fact that he had no receivers and he did everything within his power to try to win that game, and he couldn't get it done. So I put him at number 10.
So we both still have Hurts in the 10 spot.
You thought I was going to get out here and be super, super, super homer?
Like you did last week.
I wasn't being a homer last week.
You found the one stat he super excelled in, and you used that as the whole mile mark.
Okay, now, to be fair, going into this weekend, there's a lot of consternation and trepidation.
Yeah.
I just felt like
he's on thin ice in our top tens. Thin ice.
Because this is a powder keg, Joe. And it's been lit. It's a long fuse. You know what I mean? If this thing goes south this weekend, them conversations are going to change.
2-0.
What could be the headline that we use to share Hugh's list? Hugh Douglas ranks Drake May over Jalen Hurts. Does that work?
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll pop.
Daniel Jones.
People already think I'm at work high, so, you know. Probably, you know.
I've always been accused of being the golf lover on the show. I had him at number eight. You popped him at number one.
Well, my criteria is different.
We know.
Yeah, my criteria is different. Everybody's criteria is different.
You didn't have Matthew Stafford on that list, huh?
I didn't.
Oh.
You know, I'm not going to lie. This week was kind of hard.
I thought so, too.
It was kind of hard because, like I said, and just to give you an idea of how my mind works, there's a whole lot of quarterbacks threw the ball all over the place this weekend.
It is a bit of a challenge to put a quarterback in your top 10 that has zero touchdown passes for 2 weeks. It's a bit of a challenge.
Hugh. Yeah. No.
Hugh having no choice.
No.
He had to drop the act.
No, Kyle. Because I'm sitting back, and I'm drinking my Merlot, right, watching the Monday night games.
Just like every guy in America.
Drinking my Merlot.
Glass of Merlot, watching Monday night football.
And, you know, and this is my thought. This is not nobody else's. This is mine. So I'm watching the game, right? And I see Justin Herbert, I'm like, damn, he throwing the ball all over the place. And then my second thought was, I see why AJ would be pissed. That was my second thought.
And you get it now.
No, it was my second thought because I'm thinking now, at the end of the day, a win is a win. Win the game. But you saw Geno out there trying to throw the ball. He was trying. You know, he had some receivers that were streaking down the field and all this other stuff. And I was like, yeah, if I was AJ, I'd probably be pretty pissed too. Because there was a whole lot of balls being thrown around the schoolyard this
weekend. There were. All right, top 10 quarterbacks of pro football through week two. There's our list. All right, let's check in our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that they'll see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Quite a few polls up today. I'm excited to see where these are at on the Midday Show Twitter account here. So I think the most recent one was, is Hugh Douglas too empathetic? Yes, 45%. No, at 55%. Is it too early to be concerned with Kevin Petullo? Nearly a 50-50 split. That tells me a lot through 2 weeks.
All he does is win.
Well, that's true. He's a 2-0 coordinator. And as an Eagles fan, does all the hate for the tush push make you more annoyed or proud? Proud at 60%. Annoyed at 40%. Andrew in Warminster's up on WIP. Hey, Andrew.
Hi, I'm getting you off Twitter account here. Getting you off speaker.
Great. Hello.
Hello. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So,
what's up?
So, here's my thing. I'm very irritated by all the hand-wringing over the Eagles offense. I'm going to start here with an analogy because I know Hugh loves analogies. The television show Jeopardy several years ago had a contestant who kind of broke the game. He, instead of neatly going down each column of each category, starting with the lowest price question and then down to the end, got on and started going right to the bottom of each one to try to build a cash lead, then started looking for the double Jeopardy question so he could bet more and build an insurmountable lead in the first few minutes of any game he played so that he would win. And he did this successfully. He was a champion several times in a row, but Jeopardy fans went bananas. They hated his guts because they felt it was impolite or un-something for him to do it this way. Here's the thing with football as it is played. You obviously need to score more points than the other team, and you can't score without the ball. Therefore, the best offense that you can construct is one that slowly but inexorably moves that ball down the field, keeping the ball away from the other team, possessing it for yourself, and if you can move the ball 10 yards every four times you touch it, you will have the perfect NFL
offense. So, Andrew, I need to interrupt because I think it's a fun analogy. But, Andrew, the Eagles don't want to do what you're saying. They're doing it because they're not successful at what they want to do. I don't disagree they want to possess the ball more. And when they get a lead, I'm sure they want to sit on it. But they want to create explosive plays, and they're failing at that. If you watch the first play of the game, if you rewatch it, Elliot broke it down when he watched the All 22. It is a shot to AJ deep, and the blocking did not work. And Jalen Hurts had to eat it and then move around. And I think he dumped it off. Andrew, I think there's a misconception that you control that, like, the Eagles just decide to do this and it works. When you have 14 play drives, you have 14 chances at fumbles, at interceptions, at false starts, at all sorts of penalties. Like, it's not as easy as, hey, I'm going to play keep away for 3 hours. You have to execute it, and it's harder. It's like saying in baseball, we're just going to single our way to 10 runs a game. It's not easy to do that.
No, it's not like that.
It is.
Because a single, like, you really can't control to a large degree how the ball hits the bat. Sometimes it's a single. Sometimes you put a great
right,
swing
but,
on
but,
it.
Your point, you're right. But your point is, if we just get a bunch of singles, we could win the World Series. Yes, but home runs are a quicker and more efficient way to score runs, just like explosive plays are.
Well, can I give you another example, an analogy? Think back to the Chip Kelly years, right? He came in, and it's like the antithesis of this. His whole idea was he goes into the football lab and says, I'm going to do nothing but explosive.
Sure, sure.
And if you look at the points scored of those teams, not just the year that they had it worked.
This is a false equivalency. No one is saying no huddle and you have to score 50 points a game. What we're saying is the passing game needs to be better than this. Like, we're almost like we're pretending it's okay because we want to pretend it's okay. That's what this whole thing has become.
And I don't want to overstate the case. I'm not suggesting that they can just go along only ever, you know, getting 100 yards a game passing or so and not throwing any passing touchdowns and all that. Obviously, it's going to have to work at some point. But the bottom line is, you know, to Hugh's point earlier, that, it's boring. It's 3 yards in a cloud of dust the way football used to be in 1965. I thought for years, the way the NFL is currently constructed, they want speed so much on defense, they're usually willing to sacrifice size. It's become less true, but for a long time, it was. And if you could build an offense, like an offensive line like the Eagles have, that's just filled with one behemoth after another and just plow your way through people, that is indeed how they won games last year. How many games did they finish with 5, 6, 7, 8?
Absolutely. But Andrew, you're missing something. What did they have built in last year with the style you're talking about? They had explosive plays, 60-yard runs, bombs down the field in the Super Bowl. Like, conceptually, I get it. They're bigger and they're stronger and they could push people around, but they also have to have the ball move more than 5 yards a pop.
Well, no, but see, like, you're saying that it's true in practice in some sense, but seriously, straight up, theoretically, like game theory here, if you could build an offense that could just move the ball 4 yards a play and does not fumble or it does not throw interceptions, this is why the forward pass for so many years was looked down
right,
upon.
Right, but you can't. You can't. Like, you can't. And then one holding
but
penalty.
You can get a lot closer
one, but,
than you can in other sports.
But you're just. But like.
This is a perfect world scenario.
Yeah, you
and
can't,
it's not a perfect world.
No, you
this
can't
is the
build an offense where one sack or one holding penalty will ruin your drive. That,
but what they have done is they've built an offense where they've got 2 yards in their back pocket at every drive. On third down and fourth down, they know they can get a yard, period. End of discussion. And they can do it without turning the ball over. So instead of making it a game of three plays for 10 yards where you punt, it's now two plays for 8 yards. And if you get them, you've got your first down. And that has been the absolute key to this success. And fetishizing, like, well, what about the 75-yard bomb? Yes, they'll win more if they do that. But, and yes, obviously you have to stretch the field some.
You just said it, though. Isn't that the point?
A play that cannot be stopped.
Right, but, okay, Andrew, we appreciate the phone call. I some of the stuff he's saying there, Hugh, I agree with, but some of it is, it's very, like, the game has to express itself a certain way for it to work. Like, mm-hmm. if Andrew Mukuba doesn't make that interception, the way the Eagles ran their offense on Sunday very likely would have led to a loss
yes.
in the game.
You're right, but it didn't.
Right.
And a lot of people can't see that. They see the boring part. The dude's name was James Holzhauser.
Yeah, the Jeopardy
yes,
guy.
Yes,
and he got him for $2.4 million. Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
Now awesome. He's reaching the fascinated portion.
Oh, no, because of the way, to the caller's point, the way that he played made people mad because he was search out the daily doubles and do all that craziness.
Yeah. Don't you think, and I understand what he's saying with, like, in a perfect world, that's how everyone would want to run their offense.
Yep.
That's every team wants to do that in the NFL. Like, that's not going to happen. There are also scenarios where, like, I mean, I think back to Chiefs-Bills, that division round series. Like, you needed to get down the field in 13 seconds to win that game. Mm-hmm. Does this offense have that in them if that's what they need?
No.
Like, that's the only question here.
They're also asking a lot of the defense every week.
Every week.
I mean, that's a lot. Now, maybe they're just that good and they're very young and these guys are high picks, Hugh. Maybe they're going to become the best defense in the league for years, but that's a lot. Like, and you mentioned earlier, this week it's the Rams, right? It's probably it's the best team we've seen so far.
Yes.
To ask this defense to hold them to 17, maybe they could, but that's a lot to
and
ask.
And I tell you what's going to happen. The Rams are going to come in here. And they're going to try to put as many points on the board. I mean, you do that every weekend, but they're really going to try to do it because they can throw the football. Mm-hmm. They're going to throw the ball, and they're going to try to get at least a big enough lead to take you out of your game plan. Because we've kept the ball out of harm's way, and we've kept the ball on the ground for the most part, and we've played keep away. They're going to come out here, and they're going to put pressure on that offense. That's why I said that this game, the way this game looks like, is going to shake out. You're going to need to throw the football. It's going to be a game where you're going to have to throw the football. And hopefully, you know, everybody's on the same page and they've worked out the kinks and they get it going because come Monday, the conversation has the ability to change drastically because a lot of people are sitting back. You know, the reason why nobody said it a whole lot yet because really ain't a whole lot to say because you're 2-0. But boy, if it goes south, and all of the stuff that you see that you like, well, you can't say anything about that because you're 2-0, then it's going to be a problem.
Something tells me there's a wide receiver wearing number 11 that will start the conversation for us.
He's clearly frustrated. He's clearly frustrated. So it might start there. And not only that, I saw something come across my ticker where they're talking about how these receivers the last 2 weeks have been pedestrian. That's the national news. That's just not us in Philadelphia. You know, when you talk about, I'm telling you, man, when I went home that night and watched that game, Monday night game, that was my first thought because everybody's throwing the ball all over the place. Everybody.
Well, so, it is, yeah. And then there's some quarterbacks have 6 touchdown passes already. And again, the wins are all that matter. I think when we talk about this stuff, it's how can we keep winning at this level? And
yes.
The caller, it's not insane what he's saying, but we're leaving out the ability for bad things to happen. Like, it's also. Did our last caller come up with a football that no one's ever thought of? I'm sure someone's thought of this before. Like, hey, we just control the ball the whole game and go 4 yards
a
pop.
That's not sexy.
Well, also,
it's not great.
It leads you to one mistake. You're screwed.
Just like The Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, like, this is, first of all, this is like the foundation of Vic Fangio's defense.
Yes.
Is make you go down the field in small chunks.
Because you will make a mistake.
To maximize the amount of chances that the defense has to force you into an error.
But that's football at this level in a nutshell.
And it doesn't have to be a turnover. It could just be a holding call. It could be a sack. Right then you're in third and 12. And then what, how do you get that first down? You can't just push your way there. Let's go to Mario in Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
Yo, what up, fellas? What's the deal?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm calling about that tush push.
You proud?
Yeah, I'm proud of it, man. They need to keep running that play, man. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a bunch of grown men cry and be so soft ever in my life, man. When we get so soft, man, just stop the play. Run the play, man. And the question I want to ask, it's like the quarterback sneak, right, like the last caller said. So if they ban the tush push, should they ban the quarterback sneak? Nobody can run that play? Like, just take it all out if y'all going to ban it.
Yeah, well, if we're going off the point of it's not aesthetically pleasing, the quarterback sneak is not fun to watch either, Hugh. Now, that doesn't have the tush element, the push
element. No, but it's not ran seven times a game either.
Well, we could if we
right. I mean, I'm just saying. Right. I think that's the thing that we're missing in all of this. If they'd have ran it two or three times, it probably would have been a thing, but they ran it seven times. People got tired of seeing
it. Right. Hey, man, keep running it. I don't care. Keep running the play. Hey, before I get off, hey, Hugh, man, where you get that pumpkin spice bacon at, man? I was looking all over.
Hey, man,
that
I got the plug, night. Dog. I got the plug.
Yo, give me the plug.
You got to go to Simply Hatfield, man. You got to go to the website to see where they're selling
at,
man.
Oh, you got to go to the website?
Yeah,
because
it's like I don't know where they sell it. I know people, dog.
I know you got the plug, baby. I'm trying to get the hook up.
Yeah, you
got
to go to Simply. Here you go. You got to go to SimplyHatfield.com. Better
okay,
care, better
no doubt. No doubt. Appreciate y'all, man.
Good
I love
stuff, Mario.
Y'all, man. Y'all get me through my day, man. Love y'all.
Appreciate you, Mario. How about
that? Told you, man. That pumpkin spice.
Talking football,
in the
selling. I made it for my
slanging
kids.
Bacon.
I made the one you
they
gave
like
me.
It,
they
like it, don't
they loved it.
It's crazy, right?
The whole house smelled pumpkin spice.
Because it's like
it's good.
When you hear it, you be like, ugh. But no, when you taste it, you be like, oh, this is nice.
Well, it has those flavors. Those flavors work. Yeah. No, they enjoyed it. All right. 2-1.
We need to cut that off and send that to Hatfield. We need some more bacon.
Yeah, that's a, they're going to like that. You giving that website out?
We need some more bacon. Yeah. We need some more bacon around these parts.
215-592-9494 for your calls. And we got to get to you people. I hear Hugh is taking a beating over there. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all types of emotions. We talk about it every day on this show. That's why we love the game. But that feeling you get when your bet don't hit, oh, man, that's the worst feeling in the world. But that feeling is a thing of the past with the Game Day Guarantee from the Fanatics Sportsbook. Here's how it works. Every single game day, now until October, new customers get up to $100 back in fan cash if your football bet loses, guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can get $10 bets to get $100 in fan cash. Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in fan cash. Fan cash that you can use on anything in the Fanatics universe, like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk your bets with other sports books when you can switch to the sure thing? Every single game until October comes, you're guaranteed. Your old sports book, they're out of pocket. They're done when the season's over. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out yourself. Download the app today. Fanatic Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I can only imagine what's been going on with the you people today. Kyle, what are you hearing?
Really, Hugh? It's 10:05 in the morning.
Yeah, they don't get it. I stand on business.
I don't know what the time had anything to do with it.
Well, they're saying
it's early. The show just started. He's already
and I'm already wilding out. No?
You did do that.
Yep. We had a Niners fan in the chat today for some reason. Okay. I don't really quite understand the connection there.
Just found us.
Yep. He said Hugh was spitting facts today.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I am.
How does that make you feel?
I feel great.
He's siding with the Niners fan.
Well, I'm not siding with a fan. It's just like I drop wisdom every day.
On the same side
as
the
Niners. And
then
some people, they hear it, but that 2% that understands exactly where I'm coming from, that's who I do this for.
You know what's a bad sign that the Niners fans in our chat? Remember those bozos that came on with us during the Eagles-Niners game?
Yeah, and then got mad when they got hands put on them.
Yeah, like, man, what you that guy could be watching their show out in San Francisco talking about the Niners, right, and their win on Sunday. He said he's watching our show because, you know, those guys are garbage.
Also from the Niners fan, the bald white guy would be complaining if he wasn't an Eagles fan.
About the tush push?
Yeah.
No, I think I keep it pretty real. If I thought it was...
Keep it a bean.
If I thought it was a play that shouldn't be used, I would say that.
That's how you know he's new here, though.
Yes.
You're just the bald white guy.
I'm just the bald white guy. I'm just a big old Homer white guy. That's me.
Yep. And then many have theorized that it's Hugh's burner.
Well, are you in the YouTube? Are you part of you people ripping me?
Wait a minute.
As a Niners burner? Fan.
Wow.
No.
Saying Hugh's spitting facts and the bald white guy.
This has the potential to ruin the show.
I would never do that. A burner?
That ain't in my
DNA.
Burner. You know why? Because you'd forget to switch back over to your regular account.
That's why
I never made a burner. Yeah. I was afraid I would just leave because remember didn't Kevin Durant do that?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, yeah. I think Skip Bayless did.
I got the burner in the business. Like usually when I say something that's too egregious, I just get a phone call from Rod. Be like, hey man, you need to take that down.
It's called the eraser.
Yeah, Rod be like, hey,
you
need to take that down like right away, and I'm like, okay, it hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah,
because I've been it's happened a few times, but it's happened a few times.
Imagine being a pro athlete and having to sit with these two dweebs and talk football. Hugh must hate it here.
I love my co-hosts and my producers.
These two dweebs.
You guys are awesome.
I wonder if that was when we put up the clip of Elliot and Spike with Jordan Mylott, maybe. I am going to guess it was.
Yeah.
Because like they're sitting with the pro athlete, you know, and like
oh
and
yeah, well, I'm a has been. I got it.
Is it too early to be concerned about Hugh Douglas?
No,
never.
In fact, we should have been a while ago.
Might be too late. Yep. When Douglas played, he was just a guy. At the end of the day,
wow. At the end of the day, yeah. I mean, to be honest,
you were.
That's no, not but true. You know what though? To be
it's
honest,
you're an all pro.
But you know, like there are some guys that when you meet them, their identity is tied to what they did in the pros.
Yeah, you're not like that.
I ain't. That ain't how I choose to live my life.
But just a guy implies that you were like you were average.
Yeah, no,
that's fine.
You were better than
no. We.
You ever heard this song where it starts with Rick Ross say, "I might not be bigger than Biggie, but I'm bigger than you.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel about that, right, that comment.
Yeah. But I got listen, we had fun at Hugh's expense. Yeah. I got to defend him on this. You were really good.
But you know what? I enjoy it. The fact that we can sit here and for 4 hours we disagree, and then at the end of the day, it is what it is.
That's
awesome.
But we're rooted in facts here. I'm
just a man.
Now, in Jacksonville, I was just a guy.
I'm just
that's
a man.
For sure.
I'm just a man out here spitting facts on a daily basis.
Defensive rookie of the year, 15-plus sacks.
Trying to get people right.
Now, unfortunately, as you lose sacks on the show, it's getting more like that.
I tell you what. And let me tell you. I'm not going
to
be just a guy with Miami. Pull off this upset tomorrow night, though.
No, you're going to be broke.
You
want to
know who else I pull for the upset?
Sure.
Cleveland.
Over the Packers.
Yes.
Coming off extra rest.
Yes.
Okay.
You know,
nobody got nothing to say about that.
Crickets.
How are the Browns protecting Flacco that can't move against Parsons in that pass rush?
I didn't think that far ahead.
Okay, all right.
It felt right.
Okay. Yep.
Things happened in the field.
I mean, I hope you're right on that one. That would be good for the Eagles.
Boy, that would be, listen.
Chop those Packers down.
And if I hit both of those parlets, I'm gonna be in trouble.
$2 is gonna turn into 40.
Hey, listen, I might not be somebody today, but come Friday, if I hit them bets, I'm gonna be living high on the
There's no shot you're delivering that package from Marple Mac. No shot.
Yep. Speaking of, wow, Delivery Douglas got all cranked up.
Delivery.
Can
Douglas.
We hear Marple Mac with the cranked up?
Or do you prefer Hugh P.S.?
Yeah, basically.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
Hugh P.S. is so good.
He didn't workshop that well, did he? He just said, "Well, I don't understand. Why are you upset, are you?"
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
So good. All right, how about this guy? You know, I wish I called in Friday with who should fight Hugh. I'd knock him out.
I mean, that's fair. I doubt it, though.
These people are wild.
I also doubt it. I mean,
I'd be surprised,
I doubt that. Yep. You wouldn't even get close enough to hit me because I wouldn't let him. Ain't nobody rolling up on me like that. I'm too old for that now.
Hugh and all of his national media henchmen can put a sock in it.
Wow, like, they lumped you in.
Why you lump me
you
in with those
and
guys?
And Schefter and Blandino and Mike Greenberg.
You know, I'm all about conspiracy. Nobody else thought it was funny that you had, and I understand the show has evolved and Adam has a lot more to say about certain things, but it didn't feel funny. That all of a sudden the conversation shifted to the tush push.
He's carrying water.
And how it's an abomination. It was crazy.
It did feel like a concerted, like a coordinated effort. We're gonna have Blandino, then Schefter, then Greenberg.
What I'm saying. And I don't believe in coincidences like that.
No.
Because he went out of his way to get on his soapbox.
I know.
Talk about that.
I just like picturing them as Hugh's henchmen.
Like I got that kind of pull.
Yeah,
where they called me and like, yo, Hugh is the plan has been implemented.
He's deploying all
these
people.
Who's the mole? Who can we send into Philadelphia to infiltrate them from the Trojan horse Douglas here?
You know what's funny? And both of y'all know me. I have trouble paying attention in the meeting, let alone.
Yesterday, you were wait, Halloween's coming up soon?
Yeah, we're like, what?
No. I talked to my daughter this morning. I thought she was coming in today. She said, no, Dad, I'm coming Friday.
Yeah, it's
I
not,
said,
that, oh, not today.
Okay.
Well, one more quick one here. All caps. Go root for the Chiefs then, Hugh, you weasel.
Boy, I tell you. Nobody listens. Like, every week we do this.
They cooked you today.
And then nobody listens to what's being said. Nobody listens
right.
to what's being said.
Yeah, no, they don't. All right, that's enough for us. Maybe the afternoon show is going to get cranked up next. You guys have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.